Hello and welcome to episode 325 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Casey Gibson, and joining me this fine evening for what seems like forever, it's the Cornhusker himself. It's Jerry Jerkum.
It's 23 degrees out and snowing.
Ooh, you lucky dog. And you and the Huskers got a new coach.
They did.
Yep.
They got a new coach.
A fired pro coach. Yeah, but he was really good in college, so.
Yeah.
So was Nick Saban, you know, and look
how
that turned out.
Who was he in college?
He was with Baylor. Temple, then Baylor was really good, and then he went to the Panthers. Sucked an egg.
Yeah.
Got canned, and now he's a Husker.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about sucking eggs. Also joining us tonight.
We beat Iowa.
Yeah. Well, that's the important thing, right?
Barely. Anyway.
Yeah. Hey.
Speaking of beating things.
W is a W. And joining us as well, it's the most beautiful boy in Boston, Balix Bulafi.
Ballin'.
Debatable.
Ballin'.
Okay.
Ballin' like the USA team. We got the win, boys. I don't know how much either of you care.
Ballin'.
I care.
Wonder World. You know?
Amazing. Aren't you so happy about Ballin'? That game.
It's just always on his brain.
It's brought to our life, you know?
I thought you were about to say, aren't you so happy that Yuji Naka's behind bars?
Is he still?
I don't know. It's no one got his bail. I don't know how it works in Japan.
I feel like he probably didn't even go to jail. It was probably one of those, like, you're under arrest, but, you know, you pay your bail and, like, we know where you're at.
I think all the cops were like, we've been waiting to get you behind bars.
Finally.
And now we got you.
Just with a short wooden club into his palm, the police officer.
He's like, hey.
Not so fast, Mr. Naka-san.
He said that about himself?
Yeah.
No, that's the police officer, too, Yuji Naka.
He was looking in the mirror.
Oh, well, we got lots of games to talk about today, boys. Lots and lots.
Do we? Oh, look at this. Oh, Jerry's got some QBs.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do got some QBs.
Then I guess we better get right on into it,
Jerry.
We can
probably skip Alex's, at least the first one. But
let me.
Perry, you literally told me you wanted to. Yeah,
I'm excited to hear it.
We're going to give you 10 seconds on that one. It's poopy. All right.
Yep.
Well, no. But, Jerry, before we get into that, quick bite. Quick bite.
Casey, did you play anything?
Oh, well, this is Jerry's quick bite.
Oh, okay.
No, but yeah, you're... Well, the thing is, you're not
written. Are you going to explain your absence from our podcast? Our unprecedented absence?
Well, let me rack my brain to see what excuse I used 2 weeks ago. and then which one was last week. No, there was a family dog incident. Not mine.
Oh, yes.
My brother's. But he is good. He had some stitches. He had like a blockage of some sort. So he's just like puking like crazy.
Yeah.
And then they had to open him up and get it out, which stunk. I mean, obviously, that's terrible, right? But what stunk is poor Don didn't get to go over for Thanksgiving dinner because they get all riled up and and he has stitches on his stomach, so they're we better not have Don just.
So did you bring Donnie a whole turkey?
Yeah.
Here you go, buddy.
Yeah. And then you got to take Don to the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. Nope. Don's he's got a metal gut. He can eat whatever.
Yeah.
Not like that pansy Eli.
calling dog a pansy.
Yeah.
poor thing. Anyway.
Yep. But like I said, all good. So that's a positive thing. But yeah. And then last week, what was that? Work. Baloney. But
malarkey.
We're here.
Malarkey.
We're back. We're back,
yeah.
Jerry.
Those excuses, I guess they'll do.
Yeah, I should have saved one for this week because the new World of Warcraft expansion did come out, so I'm losing valuable time.
Gotcha.
But I am here with you, fellas. And
that's hilarious.
That's one way to spend your time, right?
But yes, you already had the quick bite thing. I played Mario Party with our friend Josh on Black Friday.
I hope you beat him down.
He won, actually. He won. This was the original one.
That's embarrassing.
I'd never played it before, and there's some weird... It's not very good. Is what I've learned. You know, like there's no items, basically. That's weird. There's tons of penalties. You lose 5 coins if you lose the games. You lose 5 coins. How crazy is that?
In the original, you lose coins in a game? Yes. Are you sure?
Yes. You lose 5 coins. It's crazy.
I guess it's just because whenever I go back to play an OG Mario Party, it's always 2.
Exactly. So 2 is much, much better. 2 is basically the rest of them.
I like the high stakes of 1, though. If you ain't first, you're a loser, boy. Pass it over, you know?
The mini games are pretty fun, but, you know, there's no items, and it's super bare bones. It's just, I don't know.
Was it just you two playing against each other?
Well, with computers.
Oh, that's okay. Well,
at least the computer didn't win.
Yeah, no, it really, I mean, the performance was great, and the games were fun. It was just the general game design was just kind of like, just not as good. So definitely do Mario Party. But I'm glad I played it. I can say I played it. You know,
two's where it's at.
Yeah. So this next game I have, though, is a game that I don't even know how to really pronounce it because it's spelled weird phonetically. And that is Cuckoo's Lost Pets.
Cuckoo!
And this game is a review code game I got. It looked like a cool, like a platform. I didn't really know what it was. It kind of looked like a Fall Guys game. Like
this is a quick bite still.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This looks like a Fall Guys game, but like I just the characters. You know, I didn't exactly know if this was like because it looked like there's multiplayer. You know, multiple people jumping around in a 3D environment.
It's got a physical release as well.
Yeah, it's a pretty hefty game, I think it's pretty cool. It doesn't run really well on Switch, and that's exaggerated by, like, if you fall off of a platform, like into the abyss, load screen.
Oh no!
A long load screen, terrible.
Oh no!
The controls are okay, not bad. I'm sure it's really, I bet it's a lot better with multiplayer. I actually really do want to try it with multiplayer. And the reason is because I think that if you're playing 2 players, if someone falls off, I bet the game doesn't go into a loading screen. I bet maybe they reappear again. But it doesn't run well. It has some really high production values. Like you can tell, like besides it, like not being like, you know, it's definitely ported to the Switch. Really bizarre. Like, remember KO's the kangaroo? Remember the weird voice acting in that, Balix?
And some of the worst.
Yeah,
one might say.
This is like that. This is like very, but it's kind of charmingly bad. Like it sounds like all the lines were purposefully read awkwardly. It's very weird, and then like just weird lines, and the story makes no sense, and whatever. But it's just kind of I think it's a fun multiplayer platform game. And that's really I need to play it multiplayer, but you can play it single player as well. But anyway,
Before you talk about your, which I hope isn't a quick bite, can I actually throw in a quick bite review code game I didn't list here just to close out the quick?
Go for it.
The bites of
quick. Okay. Yeah. So during the Indie Direct a couple weeks ago, a game was announced called Wobble Dogs, which is it's been on Steam for a while. I think it just left early access this year. It came out in March officially. It is a goofy, funny 3D pet simulation game where it's you raise your own hive of mutating dogs. But it's like they're very goofy and cute and bouncy.
What Casey was doing when he missed.
Yeah, no, dogs. That's what he was really doing.
My mutant dogs.
it reminds me a lot of like Nobi Nobi Boy, or like kind of a Keita Takahashi game, who made Katamari, because it's very like silly, and the dogs, just you can feed them, you can play with them, they lay eggs, they dig, they poop, you can build machines, you can decorate it. It's very much a stress-free, chill vibe style game without many objectives, and you're just kind of in a box that you sort of decorate. I played like an hour. I might play more, I might not, because it seems like it's a very particular type of game for a particular type of person, where it's very funny and pretty cute, but there's not much to do, which means you have to really be in on the Nintendogs angle, mm-hmm. but without gotcha. The side content that Nintendogs has.
I figured this was a takeoff of Fogs, you know?
It kind of looks like it.
PAX, yeah. Right?
It has a bit of that same Casey. Look.
But it's not at all. That game was super fun. I remember mm-hmm. playing
those
that.
Guys were super cool too.
Yeah.
It's and on Switch in particular, it doesn't perform particularly bad. It's not great. I mean, you're still dealing with a clean looking 3D indie game on Switch, so it's not gonna be a flawless experience, just generally speaking. But my biggest problem is that it is clearly built for a computer with a mouse and keyboard clicking, and trying to use buttons and cameras and all these different menus that you have to interact with to have your chill pet experience.
That's annoying.
Seems like if you want a chit
want a chit chat,
if you want a chill pet I think simulator,
you need to bleep that out.
It sounded bad. I felt bad. Then I would recommend playing it on PC. With mouse and keyboard, you can run it. I think the Switch version, they did what they could with it, but it just doesn't feel like a game that's particularly well suited to Switch. And that's all.
Gotcha. I guess I'll take my quick bites while we're here as well. Cut you off, Jerry. Been playing more Persona 5. I've just passed the penultimate dungeon of the original game. So I believe that, you know, you got the final one, and then they added one more in the Royal Edition. Mm-hmm. So I've got two more. I believe David said he finished his game around like 85-ish hours, and I'm at like, I think 65 to 67 range. So I still got a ways to go, but
what a loser.
Yeah, what an idiot. But man, what a great game. Whew.
You're loving it.
Oh yeah.
Seriously though, we're loving it.
Yep. I would say my game of the year, probably. Even more so than Xenoblade 3. So just to give you a hint of how much I'm enjoying it.
Your favorite game from like 2016.
What? Oh, well, I'm playing the Royal Edition, baby, and that just came out
on 2 years ago.
Nope, not on the PS5 where I'm playing it.
I'm teasing. I don't care.
That was a good joke,
You
Alex.
Don't care about my game of the year, Alex? No.
What I'm a sorry. Jerk.
No. I do a little bit. I do a little bit.
But yeah, so I've been playing that. I did get a game Alex talked a little bit a few weeks ago, but I have not played the single player campaign, and that is the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2022.
Alex talked about that?
Yep, the original, the campaign, I should say.
When it was me and Casey right. only, we talked about it.
No,
like
I think
you
mentioned it and how it was like impossible. I have the, yeah, and it can just impossible to play on my Xbox.
It's Modern Warfare. It was, well, thankfully it was clean with Modern Warfare 2, the new one, because it's a new game, so you don't have to deal with a bunch of weirdness. Anyways, how are you liking that, Casey?
It's good. I have not played, and I do not intend to play the single-player campaign. I just like to jump on. I don't get too serious about the online play, but to me, I like Call of Duty-style online arcade shooter. You know, they're pretty quick matches. Actually, it's funny, when I got it, I like to play hardcore mode, although now I guess it's called Tier 1, where it's like you don't have a mini map, you know, there's like no HUD really, and then you and your enemies die way quicker, you know, so you don't have to like pump them with a million bullets to actually kill them. So when I bought it, they didn't have that released. I was like, what the heck? But luckily it was only like a few days later, and they released the battle pass too, which is interesting. Instead of like a straight, you know, normally battle passes, right? You get experience, you unlock the next tier, boom, 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 down the line. This one is sort of, it's like a map, and you pick your, you know, you get like your quadrant, and then in that quadrant, you get like, by picking it, you get an item right off the bat. And then there's four more items you get in that, like, that tier. And you could pick the order in which you get them by, with these tokens. So essentially you earn experience towards getting tokens, and then use the tokens to get the, items you want, within that like conglomerate. So, I mean, more or less, you know, if you're going through the whole thing, it's, you know, you unlock it sort of in a similar order, but I guess it gives you a little bit more freedom within each sort of node, I guess might be a better word to call it. But yeah, it looks really nice. It runs really nice on the PS5, and, you know, I mean, it's more Call of Duty. Absolutely. You know, but like I said, I haven't played a Call of Duty game in a while, so all good stuff.
Last one I played was Ghosts on the Wii U.
I did not play Vanguard, which was last year's. I bought one when I got the PS5. So it might have been 2 years ago that I played one. But yeah, it's one of those sort of like a Pokemon game where it's like, I don't get it every year, but you know, every other or every third year, I usually jump in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, that's pretty much, like I said, I've been playing some Warcraft. New Warcraft came out, but no one wants to hear about that. So there you go.
Big surprise.
Yep. Dragon Quest Treasures coming out soon. Finally, I'll talk about a Switch game.
No, Perry, you can talk about yours in a second, but I just want to say, I know it's not technically how we normally do quick bites, but I love this quick bite style of we just throw all our quick bites at once without multiple snaps and just get it done really fast.
A smattering.
You mean how we used to do it before you joined?
Yep.
I'm just kidding. We didn't do that.
I feel like you're gaslighting me on the rules of the show.
What does gaslighting mean?
That's like when you're kind of like pretending things are a certain way in order to make someone think they're going crazy.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Like, Jerry's not like, why are you talking about me, Jerry? And like, you were very blatantly talking about me to Alex. And you're like, what are you talking about, bro? I'm not talking about you. I think.
Sorry.
Usually it's not just talking, right? It's like, you know, it's like when like, oh, someone like cheated on you, right? And like, they're like, what? No, you're crazy.
But that's neither.
Yes, exactly. I agree, Casey. And that's the thing. There's like multiple ways that people say gaslighting. So I was kind of trying to figure out. Anyway, yeah,
it's a blanket term.
Can I talk now? Is that Alex? Can I talk
again? Okay. Again.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd shut up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to really hope I shut up, because I'm not talking about Rogue Legacy 2 yet, because I got number trivia.
Ugh.
Number trivia.
Oh! Man, Alex is really excited about this number trivia, isn't he?
Alex, Alex just got stabbed or something. Anyway, no, this is
a
fun.
Lustful yelp.
Now, I believe last time Casey trounced Alex.
Probably.
Actually, I really can't.
Sounds about right.
But, you know, I always have a theme for number trivia. And my theme today might seem like I was putting in the favor for one of you guys, but the questions aren't. And that is, the theme is Pokemon, or also known as Pokemon.
Does PayPal work, by the way?
Franchise.
yeah, PayPal works. Yeah, right now, if you guys PayPal me $20, I will give you the answers to these. Let's just put that out there. Okay, so we're going to do the speed style, okay? Speed style.
Jerry's got to eat.
Exactly. But this is, so I got 10 questions here. two of them have bonus questions. We're going to do three rounds, bronze, silver, gold round, and then one final Jeopardy round. It's all about Pokemon. All the answers are in the form of dates or numbers. And that's it. So we'll see how... Oh, Casey, you got a notepad? Yeah, there you go. Beautiful. All right. So for our bronze question, number one, for 1 point. How many Pokemon were 14. Introduced in the third generation? Oh, yeah. If you just want to text me, I guess.
Oh, yeah. This one's not catered to Alex.
This one is, but it's a 1 pointer. But I don't know. I wonder.
How many are in Gen 3? Not that I know.
How many were introduced in the third generation? You know, like how many new ones were introduced?
I'm lowballing a little bit, but I have a pretty good idea of how much it is.
Very interesting. And the funny thing about this is yeah, I think the first two are a little easy, but like, cause I knew them. I knew like off the top of my head. I was like,
I only know the first one, 151 technically, I guess. Right. But yeah. 150.
Casey is in. And Alex, where are you? Can you just?
Oh, I did Twitter. I'm sorry.
Oh, can you just text? That would make it easier for
me. I went with my first thought, which is probably too high, but we're here.
Okay.
Alex doesn't have his phone next to him?
No, it was charging my guy.
Do you not? Oh, no.
Doesn't
just charge his phone over the night. I'm just kidding.
I should guess a different answer. And then you go back to your...
Okay. Yeah, that'd be funny. Okay, Casey.
Yeah, I bet it would be.
Casey was in with 82. Alex was in with 110. So how many were introduced in the third generation? 135.
I knew it was 120s, 130s, but it just there in case go. It was lower.
Okay. All right.
That was... Okay, no, I'm going to... Now, so... Gen 2 was about 100 exactly. Gen 3 was about 130. Gen 5 was 156. And then Gen 6 onward until Gen 9 were about 80 to 100 each.
Maybe.
And then the new one was about 110.
Okay.
Definitely not catered to Alex.
Maybe don't be shouting these out right now, and they might be future questions in the freaking game.
Anyway. Well, I'm just having fun. I don't care.
Okay.
I want Casey to win.
Okay. Number two. Question number two.
It's your first.
One. Okay. This is for another point. What day officially marks the fifth generation of Pokemon? Meaning the day that game was released.
In North America?
Mm-mm. In Japan.
That's tougher.
Casey's in. Very nice.
Let's see. I wonder what day that actually pans out to be. Let's see.
Alex is in. All right.
It's definitely not the 15th.
What?
That was just the day. I just threw
gotcha.
In a day.
Okay. Casey guessed November 15th, 2004. Alex guessed January 1st, 2010. And the correct answer is September 18th, 2010.
Because it came out in the U.S. in like March 2011, I think.
That'd be bonus question. How many new Pokemon were introduced in this gen? Can't
you
ask that question
one?
Anymore. So, okay. Anyway.
Isn't it
3 point for Alex?
Huh? Yep. So Alex just took a point away from himself. That's okay.
Was it actually 156?
It was 156.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't even care if I get that point. That was
that's
good.
Just for your honor.
Well, we can all answer that, and I'll get a point on the board.
Okay. I'll actually take away one of my points to make sure Casey doesn't get one.
So this is the last one. No, this is the last for the bronze round. And this is going to be interesting. Another pointer. So did you give? So Alex has two. It's 2-0. You'll get him, Case. You'll get him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, according to Wikipedia, how many feature films are there? Pokemon feature films.
Good lord. Alex is like, well, let me see. I can recall I watched this one and that date. I watched all 15 last week, so.
So Alex is in.
I'm sending now. I'm probably too high on this, but that's all right.
All right. And Alex guessed 15. And Casey guessed 15.
No way. Is it actually? I believe Alex, so it's probably 15.
It's close.
19.
Yeah.
All right. We each get the point, right?
What do you mean, yeah?
No, it makes research in this. Oh. No. It makes sense to me because I was doing the math in my head of how many there probably are.
Okay. Well, yep. Alex could only watch 15 of them last weekend. He forgot about the other four.
Yeah.
Like five, maybe five or six. I saw a few of them in theaters.
I saw the first one and didn't like it.
And you got
it,
the card?
And it came
remember
out.
That when you went to the theaters? Yeah.
I did remember that. That was great. Okay, that's it for the bronze round. It's 3-1. Alex. But we'll see what happens in the silver round. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
I have a feeling I know which way we'll trend.
Famous last words on my part, though.
Number one of the silver round. According to Wikipedia, as of March 2022, the Pokemon video game series, has sold over how many million units?
Can you repeat that?
According to Wikipedia, as of March 2022, the Pokemon series has sold over how many million units? So the answer is in millions. So if you say 720 million, the actual thing that you're saying is 720 million million. So you're going to be way over.
I love that your question is phrased according to Wikipedia as if you have any other source.
Yeah, because that last time. Okay. Wow. Alex is in. Casey's in. Because that way it's just my. Because we find out that there's other like sources and then we look at it, it's like, okay. So I'm just putting the source there.
That's fair.
So
I'm just teasing.
He's covering his trail at dirty.
Alex
dog.
Guessed 130 million and Casey guessed 150. And the correct answer is 440 million. So, Casey, it's the point.
That must be spinoffs, too.
Both of them.
Yes, the video game franchise.
I was good. I went 170. It was my initial thought. And then I was like, because I was thinking, right, didn't the new one sell like 20 million already? I guess it would
like
make sense.
Something crazy.
Yeah. But I was like, well, maybe the older ones didn't sell like hotcakes like that. But who are we kidding? They probably all sell like 20 million each.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you. The this is question number two. So is it 3-3? Tied?
Tied. All knotted up.
This is another silver.
We're equal Pokemon fans.
Yeah. Okay. Pokemon Black and White scored a what out of 40 in Famitsu?
Pokemon Black
and White.
I think I'm too low on this, but we'll see.
All right, Casey. Alex is in.
I said mine.
Casey guessed 38. Alex guessed 38. The correct answer is... Here, so that counts as your guess. Anyone want to guess? That's not the answer.
Yeah. I just put guess? In a second one.
Okay. Yes, the correct answer is 40. I got it perfect. But you both get the points.
All right.
It's because I thought it was one of the only ones, like one of the 10 or 15 to get 40. But
yeah, isn't that interesting?
You can't put 40 as your answer in this game.
You leave yourself with one option.
You should have said 39.
You know what it is? Yeah. I know that it's highly regarded as one of the best, but you know critics sometimes, right? It's like, oh. That game had too much water.
Well,
knock it down.
Speak of the devil, Case. We have a bonus question worth 1 point, which is, however, Metacritic has it at what? So, what does Metacritic have Black and White scored as? Out of 100, Casey's in.
I'm going bold on this one.
Alex is in. And I'm going to say this. Alex said 85, 90, and Casey said 94. You're both over. One more guess.
71.
You have to have it in the form of a text.
I won't do it.
Alex is in. Is that really your guess?
Yeah.
Yep.
Casey?
I said 71. I'm sticking to it.
All right. 71, and Alex said 82, and the correct answer is 82.
Nice.
It is 82, right on the dot. But that's just 1 point. 1 point.
Oh, he's not getting that point. We both guessed and got it wrong. What are you talking about?
No. I said you get one more guess. Yeah.
For funsies, not for pointsies.
It was for pointsies.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm the scorekeeper. I'm not putting it down.
I had to do Pokemon math in my head because I know the games usually range from about 75 mm-hmm. to 85.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Last of the silver questions. Or no, is that it? No, yeah. One more.
Nope, you got one more.
All right. What year did Pokemon Bank launch?
The Bink?
Yeah, Pokemon Bank. Remember the Pokemon Bank? I remember that.
Just a year?
Just the year. What year? Casey's in. Alex is in. Casey said 2010. Alex said 2013. The correct answer is 2013.
Because that's when X and Y came out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. What's the score, Case?
That was a two-pointer, right? 7-5.
Casey, surprisingly.
All right. Okay. All right, into the gold round. How many likes? This is 3 points. How many likes does the official Pokemon X and Pokemon Y gameplay trailer have on the Pokemon YouTube channel? How many likes does it have? And this will be in the form of, and this is, here's a hint here. So it'll be in the form of thousands. Actually, before you guess.
Oh, it's already in.
Okay.
Too late.
I just put one in.
Actually, it's fine because I was going to. All right. So you're both over.
No, mine isn't in thousands, actually.
It is, though.
I was just kidding.
Alex guessed 160,000. Casey gets 35,000. You're both over. This is 4 points. This is 4 points. Try again. Okay, so the highest is 35. One more guess. How many likes does the Pokemon X and Y trailer, the gameplay trailer, have? Casey is in.
Wait, we were both over?
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, if you weren't both over, then Casey would have won.
That's a good point.
Okay, Alex is in. Okay, Casey said. Okay, Alex said 15,000, and Casey said 1,000.
No. One.
No, I said the answer's in thousands. So,
you would have had to do like point and then zero and then a couple decimals. Yeah.
All right, well, then I'll take my 1,000, I reckon.
Yep. And the correct answer is 14,000.
No!
Alex was one over, so there you go. Should have gone one. That would have been amazing, Alex, if you would have said 14. I would have said, he's cheating.
Yeah.
All right, that's 3 points.
Oh, that's a three-pointer?
That's a three-pointer.
Don't mind if I fondue.
And... All right. For another three-pointer. What did NWR give Pokemon Black and White 2? What score did Andy Gergen give?
What? I reviewed Pokemon Black and White 2.
No, you didn't. Andy Gergen did.
Yes, I did.
Maybe it was a multiple thing.
I remember what
I'm talking about. Andy's review.
That Alex would review that
Andy,
one.
Who helped set up our podcast feed, by the way. Remember that? Oh, Alex is in. Casey is in. All right.
Better not be looking it up.
Oh,
no, it was my own.
For 2? Black and White 2?
Yep.
Hold on.
He's like, I looked at the review.
I looked at my own review. I don't know what Andy gave it, but I just wanted to pull up my own to show you that I did. I know I'm answering as if it's Andy's, but I was just showing you that I did have my own.
Oh, yeah. All right. You're right. It is yours.
Does
Whatever.
Andy even have
Doesn't
one?
Matter.
Oh, wait. I get to change the answer then.
No, because you just saw it.
No.
Well, I knew it anyways. You think I would forget a Pokemon review score?
Huh?
I gave X and Y an 8 out of 10. I remember that.
We're talking about... okay, anyway. The answer... So for Pokemon Black and White version 2, the score
what
that
did
we
Alex
gave it,
give it?
So Alex said 8. He said 8. And Casey said 8.5. The correct answer is 8.5.
But that was based on false information.
Nope. No.
Yes, it was. You said Andy Gergen. And that is an incorrect premise. If it was by Alex Kalafi, I would have guessed 8.5 because I
Points
wrote
the
review.
Look at this, Casey. Can't even guess his own score.
What a dill pickle.
Because I was guessing someone at what someone else might think of it.
You should have read the fine print on that question. And you would have
you know what, though?
That the host might lie.
Jared
well,
just makes it whatever he wants.
Would you
days.
Really have? Would you really have changed it? Is that yes? Is it you were going to change?
No,
it?
No, I no, I do know that I gave it an 8.5 because
oh,
that was like my first like review I was really excited about.
Oh, there is one. There is one. Yes, I am not crazy. There was two reviews.
Were they both 8.5?
No, no. Unfortunately,
what was the
I'm
other
sorry.
One?
The Andy Gergen one was an 8.
Whoa! Turn yeah, around to the century. Let's
you
go.
You can search for it.
What just happened?
You yeah, just lost so your points.
You just lost your points. I'm sorry. I tried to. I tried. Because there is an Andy review on there. You can look it up. It's right there.
So
we
there
must,
is an
so
Andy review or isn't?
There is,
there
but
is.
It's an 8. The Alex Kalafi one's an 8.5.
And Alex, yeah. So,
so sorry, you got your own score wrong?
No, because I was guessing Andy Gergen's because I don't know Andy's.
Nope.
He's like, well, I gave it an 8.5, so no one likes Pokemon like I do, so Andy probably gave it an 8.
This is a bunch of malarkey.
Well, Andy's not a big Pokemon fan, or wasn't at the time, so I was just guessing based on that.
So now Alex is up to 10, so it's 10 to 8? Is that what it is?
Doesn't matter. We got this. All right. 10
to 8
or
is 10 to 7? I don't
know. One more. You're the scorekeeper.
Well, now I'm all disc.
This
well,
new one, you don't get points. I get points.
I understand that. But now I'm forgetting how many points. It's a mess.
I am the captain now.
Let's just say 10 to 8. Okay. Okay, we have the last gold three-pointer. Here it is. Out of 386 species of Pokemon.
How many species?
386.
386.
How many were actually catchable in Ruby and Sapphire?
386.
If you know this one.
Oh, this is Alex knows this one to a T.
I don't think so. If he does, then certifiably Pokemaniac, like certifiably.
Well, I have a very specific answer for you.
All right,
but it's gonna okay. I'll tell you something after we get the answers in.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm really curious to see what. Okay. Okay. All right, Casey, you said 180 and Alex said 200. So, Alex, why'd you say 200?
Because
that's the exact amount.
No, because I know there are sprites for every single Pokemon in the Ruby and Sapphire files, but not all of them are catchable. And that Leaf Green added a bunch later, mostly the main 150. So I was sort of doing some math. I think I still might be a little too high, but that was my thought process.
Nice. That actually was pretty smart because the answer is 202.
Woo!
So boom, that was pretty good.
Shocker.
That was pretty
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Well, that's okay. We're all learning here, Case.
Well, right. Some of us aren't, clearly.
So that's okay. Cause we can turn it around right here. All right, this is the final Jeopardy round. You get to bid your points. Go ahead and give me your bids.
How many do I have?
So the tally as it stands is 8 me, 13 you.
Okay.
Remember, if you get this wrong, you lose it. Just saying. Okay. So, I need your vote tallies.
I'm just gonna bet them all.
All right.
Bet them all. Let it ride.
All right. Here we go. The bug, or a bug. It's just okay. I messed it up already. A bug.
Null and void.
Brilliant diamond, and pearl. Shining pearl.
What do you say?
Just hold on. There was a bug in Brilliant Diamond and Pearl that led to a speed run that could. Sorry, I like copy and pasted this thing, so I'm making it a thing.
Oh, he didn't even make the question up himself.
But, well, I did it quickly. I'm not cheating. Yeah, I made up the question. I made up all the questions. I made up all the answers too. What are you going to do about that? No, I'm just kidding. So the gist of my question is there was a bug that allowed the Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl to be completed in how many minutes?
18,000.
Those games are nightmares.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
those
are.
Games are nightmares. I may have guessed too high, to be honest.
This is wonderful.
We must have guessed the same exact thing.
Alex guessed 8.
Ooh.
And Casey guessed 7.
So he got me by 1.
And the correct answer is 23.
I thought 23 it was like 12.
Minutes. Yeah, it was 23 minutes.
How many points did Alex bet?
He bet 4.
What a pansy boy.
I know. The thing is, if you won, you wouldn't let it down. For my own protection, I had to win this.
Well,
yeah.
17-8 is the final. Yeah, I mean, I guess it would have been pretty embarrassing if I'd somehow beaten you on a Pokemon game.
It's true. Next time we'll have
to
have...
I had nothing to lose.
Next time we're going to have... We're going to number trivia, World of Warcraft edition. Yeah. Actually, really
Diablo
funny.
Edition.
Yeah, Diablo 2 edition.
How many classes were in the original pre-expansion Diablo 2?
Yeah.
That's a good question right there. You could just do Blizzard questions, yeah, and then I might be able to wipe the floor with them.
That's true. I will. Honestly, I was thinking Scarlet and Violet are out. I just thought it kind of be fun to do a Pokemon theme.
It was.
Anyway.
Well, and you even glitched yourself out on a couple of questions, so it's fitting.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, good game, guys. Good game. Case, you almost got him there. You were literally off by 1 minute. If you would have said 8, I think you would have won, right?
Well, nope, if we both said
'cause I would have gotten to 17 points.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah.
But if I had
Which
said 9.
Been amazing, by the way.
I would have been in it.
If you would have said. So you were off by 2 minutes, Case. That's all. That's it. Anyway. So, yes, I actually did have one more quick bite. I didn't want to do a
for Christ's sake.
Well, we don't have to do it, but it was just a quick bite on Rogue Legacy. Let's do it. Is there any other game? Oh, yeah. Alex, you have a bunch of games to talk about, right?
Yeah, but you won't.
Okay, let me do a quick
I want to hear what you think of Rogue Legacy. Yeah.
Let's hear a quick bite.
Okay. I told Alex last time that... Rogue Legacy, the first game, I was so put off by it immediately. Okay, the first game in the series on the Switch. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. There are reasons why that I'm not going to talk about. But anyway.
They're extremely personal.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's just not even worth it. But I just thought it was kind of janky. I have a very much 180 on this game, on Rogue Legacy 2.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it immediately hooked me, you know, which is a really good thing in a very Dead Cells way. I mean, it's pretty much a Dead Cells game, but like with more of a roguelite elements where you're always gaining, you're always getting more, like every time you do a new play, you're upgrading a little way and you're getting more and more powerful, unlocking new classes. It's really fun. It's just a perfect game to play for 5 minutes or 3 hours. It really is. Art style is awesome. I really, really dig the art style, actually. Now, the thing I don't like, this is just personal preference, and this is just me, but I think that, like, and it's hard to do, but, like, the main, like the UI is kind of eclectic, too eclectic for my taste, but it's a good job. I mean, it's a good job. I mean, it does the job done. Kind of like Slay the Spire. Like, not a big fan of the UI in Slay the Spire, but the game is so freaking good that I don't care.
Yeah, I actually played some Slay the Spire over the weekend. It's not part of what I'm talking about, but it's like, it's a great game, but learning the UI takes a few hours in itself.
Yeah, and it's just, anyway, so yeah, absolutely. And so I don't think the game's perfect, but it is a game I've been returning to, playing a ton, just having fun unlocking new stuff. I unlocked the chef last night, which is just really fun because you can just, you have a frying pan and you hit
things.
Does
he have a chef hat?
Yes. Yeah. And it's cool because, you know, you, and like there's stuff that, like sometimes, you know, when you, like every time you do a new run, you're a new knight. And they're all girls. Is that part of the story?
Mm-mm. They're not all girls, but a lot of them. Well, it's like 50-50.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, there are guys. There's
okay,
sirs and ladies.
Okay. Weird. Like, cause like the past, like 10 runs have been all ladies.
I guess you're just a ladies man, Perry.
I guess I am. Huh. But it's funny because sometimes, like,
Alex is.
Sometimes.
I don't believe it.
Oh, no, not to that.
Huh.
Yeah. Things you never thought you'd ever hear. Perry the ladies' man.
Cage is doing a lot of heavy lifting right now.
I love it. I really love this whole conversation.
Don't make
no,
fun of Perry's
weight. I was
going to
say, like, what I love is, like, you'll have, like, bonus. Buffs and debuffs, and like one of them, like for instance, like vegan is a thing.
Oh yeah, because you pick up turkey legs in order to gain
and
health.
So if
you're
vegan,
in the castle,
then you'll actually lose health, and it's like really stinking annoying. Like it's so annoying.
But you get the coin buff, which
like,
helps you a lot.
Just like real life vegans. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But you get the what? You get the coin.
You get a coin buff for the yes. That's so how what it is. Works okay. is because it's all about hereditary. Like the every time you pick a character, the next group of characters you get to choose from are the descendants of the previous character, and they'll have various traits. So one of them might be vegan. One of them might be colorblind. One of them might be D.Va. Like D.Va puts a
D.Va,
whole spotlight.
So annoying.
But if you get the annoying ones, you get a coin percentage bonus,
yeah.
Which when the buffs
not worth it.
Take like 2,000 plus coins, you need those. Like I would do coin runs and I would do like pickup runs or progress runs. Yeah.
But anyway, Casey, I think you'd love this game. I really think you would like it. It's very fun and a very easy, like it's a game that like I just immediately hooked me, like seriously, like within like the first minute, like it was like it feels good. You don't feel super weak at the beginning either, you know what I mean, Alex? Like you don't maybe you said something like that, but I didn't feel like it did not seem overtly hard, where it really didn't for me at the beginning, and that might be different, but where it felt like fun to play my first round, and I wasn't like demolished immediately. I could go and explore, and I got pretty far. And then it's like, oh, and then, you know, and it's tough. It's definitely tough. It's a roguelike, but, you know.
Yeah, and it's not, but it's not even a full roguelike, because as we discussed, like, you only have to beat each boss once, and then you never have to beat it again, which is sort of the
appeal. Oh, and that's cool, yeah. There's, like, Metroidvania stuff, too, you know, where, like pretty early on, I did this trial. And then I unlocked the ability to dash in the air, which is amazing. It's an amazing ability. And I will always have that on every single future run. And it's just right there. And I love it. You know, it's just exactly, I love it. You know, that those are the kind of things where it's a very just slow uphill, getting stronger and stronger and stronger no matter what. It's like, even if I die, you know, after 2 minutes, I still get coins and I can upgrade something. You know, it's just a wonderful, it's a great game design. Very inspiring, wrapped up very well. Really good game. Yeah.
Yeah. I played a little bit of the, I'm not going to say how they do the New Game Plus, but they have a really cool, clever way of doing New Game Plus. And it's, I hope you push, not push through, but I hope you keep playing and beat it. Cause like, I felt amazing at the end of the 20 hours or so it took me to beat the all the bosses.
You know, I want to say it's kind of amazing just to give as like a testimony here is like when I heard you were talking about the game, well, no, like when I just saw like that you got a code for whatever, I was like, there is no way I will be playing that game because I just did not like the first one at all. Like that was my mindset going into it. But because you talked about it and we got another email from them saying, hey, like we have some codes left. And I was like, okay, I'll try. Like Alex says, this is one of his favorite games. It's like, okay, like that's really cool. Of the year. And so I'll give it a shot. And man, I'm so glad I did. It's really, really good. And I really highly recommend it to literally everyone listening. It's a game. It's fun. It's a very easy to get into, you know, like it's just not daunting. You know, you don't have to learn. It's a it's an action platformer game. That's all it is. It's an action roguelite and you can, it's great. Anyway, good job.
Yeah. It's,
thank you, Alex.
Yep. You bet. And it has a ton of, I know that like, we're not the type of people who usually play with the, like make the game easier options or accessibility options, whatever. But if you do find the game too hard and you want to like gently decrease the difficulty, there's this house rules menu that gives you a ton of options for how you want to tweak the difficulty. If so, which is I didn't use it, but it was a cool little feature.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. So
that's cool.
Love it.
Yeah,
for sure. Glad you're playing it. Look forward
definitely,
to hearing more.
I think it's $25, you know, which I think it's totally worth it. Honestly, mm-hmm. I really do. It's a juicy game that is high quality, made very well. Sound effects, everything is awesome. Definitely worth it. And it's like if you're still on the fence, I mean, definitely pick it up on a sale. So
sure. Yep. All right. I'll talk about my two games. Woo-hoo! The first one. I'm really into the second one, so I'll talk about the one you guys don't want to hear about that much, which is Sonic Frontiers.
Dude, I want to hear about this so bad. I want to get this game. This game is
Gary,
weirdly intriguing.
Do you want another book, another game on the shelf? Don't buy it.
Well, it doesn't help that it's on sale for like $30 for the 29. Black Friday week.
Yeah.
They pulled the Mario plus Rabbids.
Dude, by the way, what's the Black Friday's like dead? Right? I mean, like
I think
like
they
nothing
said they did a lot of
year.
Sales, but I've seen people nothing. Talking about how they've like items like all of a sudden like got price raises over the last couple weeks and then they slash it down to like where
to price
it
was
beforehand,
yeah.
You know,
but dude, I mean, you know what I mean? Like I remember like we used to have like at least a couple games that were like, oh yeah, like I'm definitely like at Target, there's these like two games that are awesome that are $20. It's just nothing. Where's Mario and Rabbids?
I was interested in a potential Strikers, but I got Three Hopes on sale from Amazon. So I'm interested in cracking into that because that's like $27 right now, even right now as we record. I don't know if it's going to be when it comes out, but
I literally had that in my cart to buy for both of you. And I was like, oh, they might actually get this game. So,
oh, that's
so
funny.
I didn't
to get me both Fire Emblem Warriors.
Well, I
could have
sworn you got that game. I was going to get it for Casey. And then I thought you played it.
I played the demo, but
you played Hyrule Warriors, the second one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the one. That's right.
The good one.
Should I cancel my order then and you can buy it for me? I'm just
no.
kidding.
I mean, if you want, I mean, that's fine.
No,
it takes the guessing. No, I am racking my brain, guys, this year for Christmas presents. Anyway.
Your mom's
cookies.
Sorry,
talk about Sonic. Oh,
Sonic Frontiers is a weird game and an intriguing game, and I'm excited for how they follow this up, but I think Sonic Frontiers as a video game is not that good.
What platform?
PlayStation 5.
Okay.
Which is the ideal circumstance, I guarantee, to play this on. Because I'm playing with the performance mode, so I'm getting the silky smooth frame rate. I'm getting the high quality music. I'm getting the 4K imagery. The way this game's structured, if you've seen the trailers, it's very much got that Nier Automata, Arceus, like post-apocalypse, quiet, piano-y, Breath of the Wild-y vibe to it. And I would say more than Breath of the Wild, which is how this game has been marketed, it's a lot more like Shadow of the Colossus on PlayStation 2, where the bosses are giant and you're trying to climb them and you're trying to... Shadow of the Colossus is a very interesting video game. I never beat it.
Do you like it?
I've never beaten it, but I like the other... I played the other two, and I liked both of the other two games by... I think his name's Ueda. There's like this cyber... You end up in cyberspace through Sonic the Hedgehog plot. And you have to get out of cyberspace. And Robotnik's there, and Sonic's friends are there. And the way the game takes place is you're dropped in these open world zones. There's five of them, I think. The first one is sort of grassy and mountainy. The second one is more like a desert. I've only played two of them. And it's the way you interact with the world is through a few ways. You can, on the world itself, there's a bunch of like rails and rings and little challenges. And you can fight some mini bosses there, which are like usually giant. And there's
not so many.
What's the gameplay?
No, they're
loop?
Scattered.
I mean, is this open world?
The gameplay loop's really weird.
Is it
because
like Breath of the Wild, which is super weird.
No, so it's kind of like Mario Odyssey, where you're placed in an open world. There's kind of a plot stringing you along, but there's a bunch of activities to do along the way. Mm-hmm. Is kind of the vibe of it. There are cyberspace levels which look like old Sonic levels and have like amazing music because Sonic games have the best music you've ever heard for some reason.
Totally.
And they're like short 3 minutes that like feel like Sonic Adventure or Sonic Generations or Sonic Adventure 2 or old Sonic. Like they have a very like retro vibe, and those are like 2 minutes. And there's challenges based on getting enough rings by the end, speed, getting the five red rings, whatever. And you get the 7 Chaos Emeralds in each world through doing various things before you get to fight the final boss of that area. And you do that, and that's just the loop of progression.
Chaos
and you get the
Emerald.
And you get the Chaos Emeralds from like getting these like hearts across the map for one of Sonic's friends is trapped in each world. Amy is the first world and Knuckles is the second. And you get like these weird friendship hearts, which you just get through interacting with the world, that you sort of find them in a new location. You give them the hearts and they give you more story. But I still haven't like saved Amy yet. I just sort of got moved to the next world. And so here's the thing with Sonic Frontiers is that it has a lot of good ideas for how Sonic games can be, and that it is an open world, but you still have some short levels to the side, and it's doing things with the art that is interesting, and the combat feels like pretty good. Like there's a very light beat-em-up combat. Interacting with Sonic rails and rings in the open world is fun, but the problem is the grinding for these hearts in order to progress the story is the most annoying thing in the whole world, because a lot of them are tied to random drops from like enemies that you find across the map. Some of them you'll find if you're just lucky doing an activity. And so it's the kind of thing where you play the cyberspace level and I'm like, oh my god, Sonic's great. I know Sonic had it in him to have a good game. I'm so happy. And then you go in the open world and you're like, this is really cool. I mean, it's not perfect. It's still kind of clunky like Sonic the Hedgehog, but it has some good ideas for how to do an open world Sonic game. And then I'm having fun exploring, but I'm just bottlenecked into this like item grinding gameplay in order to progress through the story.
So when you say item grinding, and you know, you said random drops and stuff, like is it kind of like, I mean, is it similar to like the moons in Odyssey? I mean, is it
yes, except it's a lot sloppier in that you pick up keys in the world in order to get the Chaos Emeralds, because you have to unlock the Chaos Emeralds. You get the keys from playing the cyberspace levels, those sort of mini Sonic levels, but you have to get these gears in order to unlock those levels. And then separately, you have to get these like random friendship heart things in order to progress the story in this other way. So there's like, weird. And then there's rings, and then there's various EXP drops you pick up. And then there are purple coins, which you use to do a fishing mini game with Big the Cat. That's pretty funny and weird. And then it's very like weird and messy and sloppy, but there are cool ideas. And just, I want to go fast and explore and do Sonic stuff. But the fact that the story's tied to like forcing all these different currencies and keeping your currencies in order really slows things down. And that's doubly annoying with the fact that like it's a Sonic the Hedgehog game, so you have to tolerate a certain amount of jank fundamentally. You have to tolerate the camera going crazy once in a while. It's how these games work, which is fine. I can enjoy it. But it's like the best Sonic game. You're dealing with speed, you're dealing with looping around. I get it. Like I can deal with that. I think it's...
Well, yeah, you should play off its strengths, you know what I mean? And then make a good game and don't put crappy stuff in.
But it's not bad. Like, I think it's a really cool thing they're doing, and I think it's, like, one or two games away from being awesome. I just...
Okay,
I
just
think
kind of
it's not there yet.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. That's... But if you see it for $20 and you get it, I think you'd be like, I don't regret playing this. Like, it's not Sonic Forces or... Like, whatever.
Oh, man, like, you know that feeling when you get something and it's like, oh, yes, like, son, I knew you could do it. Like, yes, this is a great game. If they did it. Well, the funny thing is that's what I felt like with Arceus. You know what I mean? And that actually is how I felt. Again, like, not that I thought the Pokemon games were terrible. They just weren't, like my cup
just
of tea.
Stale.
Up until then, you know? But I was like, this is what I wanted. I wanted this exact. It's like, you did it. You know, that's how I felt. And so kind of funny. And it's funny because I think it's a very similar concept with Sonic Frontiers and Pokemon Arceus. You know, just that, hey, Breath of the Wild came out. Let's do that. You know,
I think Nier Automata and Breath of the Wild back to back just led to like a million games that look like this, that have
especially
this kind
that
of quiet
scene.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at on it. I may go back to it, I may not. But I want to tell you about another game that I've been playing, which I played a few hours of, dropped. It was a podcast review game. I picked it back up on a whim to give it another shot, and I'm in love with it now. I think it's amazing. And that game is Arcade Paradise.
You talked about this before, right?
I gave it a few minutes, I think, on a podcast maybe five or six weeks ago. Yeah, okay. Kind of a medium, like a seven. I'm guessing it was about a 7 or 8 minute segment. Kind of talked about it. Arcade Paradise. I played it at PAX East. It was great. I got it at as a code when it came out in August. I played it. I liked it. The structure of the game is that you get a laundromat from your dad, who's like you dropped out of college, and your dad, who's like a small businessman, owns a bunch of small businesses. He gives you a laundromat to sort of just try to figure it out. And you decide to build an arcade in the back of the laundromat. So the structure of the game is, and it takes place in first person, is you're doing laundry in the front of the store. You're actually doing laundry stuff. You're picking up trash. You're managing a laundromat. And then at the same time, you're buying arcade machines. You're putting the arcade machines in spots. You're managing time because you only have a certain amount of time each day. The machines can break down. There's some very light, goofy simulation elements. And it has like a No More Heroes vibe where it's like kind of goofy and retro inspired, even though it's got like a cartoony modern graphics. And where I landed on this at the time that I last talked about it was, this is really cool, but there's a lot of this laundry crap that I have to deal with, the simulation crap that is getting really annoying, and I'm not actually getting a lot of time to play the games. And I stopped right when I shouldn't have. I stopped right before the game opened up. So I pick it back up after it's getting annoying, and within an hour or two, I'm expanding the arcade, buying more machines. I think there's like 30 to 40, like, completely original arcade games in this that are just specific to this game, that are like, there's one that's based on Bomberman, there's one based on Pac-Man Versus, kinda, that also has like a Grand Theft Auto tone to it. There's a twin stick shooter, there's a shmup, there's a Puyo Puyo, like there's a ton of like, it's funny bootleg version of this game. And I had gotten like 10 at the time, but as I got more machines and as I started to change it, so I was expanding my arcade and I was getting more income from the arcade than doing laundry loads, which is like kind of this repetitive menial task, I started to not need to do laundry as much. And then I could focus on playing more of these really cool arcade games. And then I was, as I was playing the games, I was getting more money. And then as I was getting more money, I got more machines. And as you get more money and get more machines, you can also start to expand the arcade so that it just gets bigger and bigger. And it gives you that very satisfying Animal Crossing, like expanding your house style. And now I have like 30 machines. I'm pretty close to the end of the story. And in the last 2 days, I must have played like 6 or 7 hours. I've just been obsessed with this thing. The games are all really fun.
It's another game of the year.
And you might hear about it in the top five. It's weird. It's very rare that you get the review game, you drop the review game for the show, and then you pick it back up and love it again.
I mean, you know, we always say like, I might go back to it.
It ain't never gonna happen.
But yeah, you went back and there you go.
He just needed more money. You know, more money, better gameplay.
Mm-hmm. So and I think it's really impressive what they've done with, I think the director, the studio is called Nosebleed, published by Wired, how they made this like really interesting arcade business management sim, but also put like 30 or 40 unique, I would say about 70% of them are good, but like it's an arcade, so not all the games are ever going to be good. And it's like a pretty good hit rate, and just the loops are so satisfying, and it's addicting to make progress, and it's only $20, which I think is a crazy good, deal for, I think I've played like 12 or 13 hours so far. So I fully recommend this, and, it's on Switch. It's very weird. There's actually a performance mode. You can choose performance versus graphics, which is the only time I've ever seen that on the Switch.
That's awesome. And
you can also expand the FOV, sort of pull the camera back so that like you get less motion sick if you have motion sickness problems with some FPS games like I do. And it has some good accessibility issues to make options to make like the laundry less annoying. And I even got more upgrades. So it's like I'm doing less of the busy work and I'm not even doing laundry anymore. Like it's just, it's a really great game that I didn't think I would be saying this about.
And what's the game called again?
A few months later. Arcade Paradise.
Arcade Paradise. And you're playing it on the Switch.
I'm playing it on the Switch,
and
it's good.
In performance mode.
And it runs well?
And yep. It's probably 30 frames a second, but the thing is...
Oh, I can't play it.
But it's like... It runs surprisingly... I'm having a good time. It doesn't feel like I'm playing like a compromised Switch port. If that answers your question.
Yeah, of course. No, that's awesome. Yeah.
As long as it runs at 30, I mean...
There's nothing wrong with a steady 30.
Yeah, so, as long as it's not a bouncy 30.
As long as you don't see it in 60.
Yeah.
And it's just got a very funny, cool, neat vibe to it. And I recommend
like
looking
art.
At a trailer and cool. Checking it out. Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you. So, there you go. I beat McPixel. It's still pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, I want McPixel to be our image for this week.
I wish I had a McDonald's burger, is what I wish I had. But yes, I'll make that the
this image. Week we discuss McPixel, Yoshi's Crafted World, and Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Technically.
We did. Hey, I hit all the points.
Sorry, because we're in the news Zencastr link, so I don't know where I don't have the thing back up because I lost the notes. But do you have anything else? Because I kind of wanted to talk about the Super Mario Bros. Trailer. Did you guys see that?
I have a Bayonetta poll time, but we can talk about the Mario trailer if you want.
Let's do the news, and then it'll just be the Super
Mario. I haven't watched it.
I watched it.
Okay.
Casey, well, you can watch it while me and Perry talk about it.
Nah, I'll probably just wait till we're done.
Just don't wait. Okay. Okay, we'll talk. I'll just say something quick after poll time. Let's just do poll time.
All right.
Poll results time.
We're giving him a really annoying edit just the week it comes back.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I'm just going to paste it in and just export. No.
Yeah.
It's just going to be all snaps this week.
Yeah. Poll time. Been a while, and it's about Bayo.
It's been a while.
It's about Balanetta.
Mayonetta. Crap, I think I closed the tab.
I have it open. So, people who have played Bayonetta 3, how do you like it? And the options were love it, like it, meh, and don't like it. So, I will go from bottom to top in terms of voting. And it just happens to be exactly how it was laid out. Don't like it at 7.1%. Meh at 14.3%. Like it at 28.6%. And then a big old boy taking up half the vote, 50% with love it. And that is 56 votes. So a little light on the votes.
Which is good because these are people who played it, right? Which is interesting because you two have played it. Alex mentioned a couple weeks ago that he was pretty meh on it. Is that right?
I was pretty meh. I must have said meh if I voted on the poll. Yeah.
And I'd be Casey a meh dropped as well. Off too, right?
Yep. Yeah. It's good. Honestly, for me, it was like the in between the action parts was just like boring to me, it's sort of like the environments looked pretty good, all right, sort of interesting. I did like how you pretty drastically bounced around from different areas, visually, but how the game works, right, like you run through a beginning to end, and on the way you stop and you have to fight a bunch of people, and those fighting parts were fun, but I did not enjoy the running from the one fighting point to the next, or at least it became pretty tiresome.
Interesting. So, and is that different from Bayo 2 in 1?
I don't think
they're
so.
They're more open areas this time.
Yeah, it felt worse. And it, like, I guess, especially when you, like, there are areas you could miss, right? Like, they call them verses when you sort of engage with enemies. So you can miss a verse, and then that overall takes down your score at the end. So the one I remember I had, like, it was like a bunch of platinums and a gold, and I was like, oh, baby. But I'd missed like two verses, so it brought it down to like a silver or something, because you just didn't register anything for those. So I guess they must just dock it pretty hard. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, I certainly don't want to go back and refight that level, especially since I did really well, And then it's like, and then you're looking for the verses and, yeah, I don't know. It just...
I know. I hate that. It's like, well, I guess you're playing it. You suck, but you're playing it. It's like, what? Why did you give me that negative reinforcement? I mean, just make that a high score mode or something, but
Yeah. And then, like I said, I think a big part of me sort of falling off of it, I forget exactly. I think I was in like chapter 10 range, give or take. I don't remember offhand. But... probably Persona, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
it was one of those ones where it's like, I could play, a couple chapters of Bayonetta, or I could just freaking keep playing Persona, which I'm loving, So, it is what it is.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I was also pretty mad. I think a lot of the encounters were kind of the same. The story was pretty dull, and it just felt loud without much context. And in fact, I think I said this when I was telling Perry about it, like, Platinum made better action games 10 years ago. Like, this is flashier and more expensive, but not better.
Well, from what I hear, Devil May Cry 5 was really good, and that's...
Yeah, a really great game.
It's like a five-year-old game, I think, at this point. It might even be more.
Capcom.
That's right. That's right.
But Capcom did a better Platinum game than Platinum's done lately.
Yeah, although I guess Platinum did a Capcom game, right? They did Capcom games better than Capcom, but now Capcom has reclaimed the crown.
There you go.
Well, it's Kamiya's like from Clover, and there's a lot of like, there's Okami, there's Beautiful Joe. Baby. There's a lot of Devil May Cry, I think, links back to Kamiya to a certain extent.
Yeah,
I think
that's what I was.
So it's all tied up. It's all tied up.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, because the only thing is because I kind of had this set on a high bar for you guys because you guys were like,
oh, I've been so excited for it.
You know, because
yeah.
And you guys remember, like, you guys said that, like, it was the best Wii U game, you know?
Oh, Bayonetta 2 is incredible.
Well, is it? I mean, so it just is a much better game. It's not that you're sick of the Bayonetta.
I mean, there's only three Bayonettas, you know? It's not like it, and they come out so few and far between. It's not
so,
like
I just
want to
make sure,
game,
though.
You know?
Right, but the idea, the consensus is that Bayonetta 2 is a better game.
Yes. Yep.
I would say so.
I enjoyed the fighting parts in 3. Like you said, maybe not like the most amazing, but they were still solid and fun. Like I said, for me, it sort of fell apart in the in between.
So what's better, Bayo 3 or Astral Chain?
Astral Chain. I love Astral Chain.
I never finished Astral Chain, but I would probably say Astral Chain.
Okay. All right. Well,
they should come out with a second one.
We'll talk about Mario Bros. Movie next week. I'll just say that the trailer looks awesome. The second one that just came out today. Looks amazing.
I'm so stoked.
I just had a big smile on my face when I watched it. And it's going
to
be my daughter's first movie in the movie theater.
We didn't hear Donkey Kong's voice, though, which kind of made me mad.
It's going to be the big reveal.
It's stupid.
Hey, guys! It's Donkey Kong!
Yeah. Also, I know we're going to talk... I just have to say one thing. So for all the guff Chris Pratt was getting for his voice sounding the same as Mario, I love Charlie Day. I love Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Luigi's just Charlie Day's regular voice.
I love it. I love it.
From what I hear, I mean,
perfect cast.
Jack Black, right? Like, I've read a few comments on the new trailer, but everyone's been praising his Bowser. And I know we got
it's actually really close to the source. I mean, you know what I mean? I love that he's just kind of emulating Bowser from the games. It's cool, you know? And then, yeah, I'm really stoked about it. Yeah, it looks great. Super
fun.
All
right, but next week, I guess.
Yep.
All right. That's a show, huh?
That's a show.
That's it. Put a bow on it.
Put a bow. And Casey's editing.
Yep. I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Crap.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. You
I'll
can find us.
Get your swears in now.
I'll see you for the Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah. I got to get the jingle jangles going.
Yep.
All right. You can find us on Twitter at Talk Nintendo Pod. That's Talk Nintendo.
P.
O.
D. You can find us on Hive. No, I'm just kidding. You can support Nintendo World Report.
We're on Mastodon, the video game server.
Patreon.com/NWR to support Nintendo World Report. That's patreon.com/N.
Double U?
Singular R.
Hey, what was the thing before? Is it 4chan?
4chan still exists.
Yeah, 4chan's out there.
What's the thing?
8chan's the really weird one, but
no,
yeah.
No, hold on. What is the one of those big sites that was like taken down and they started a new one?
You talking about Silk Road?
No.
Well, are you thinking of 8chan, 8kun?
No, it was something happened and there was some controversy and then the site shut down.
Reset Era.
Yes.
Oh, so, NeoGAF.
NeoGAF. Yeah, you can find us on NeoGAF at... That was my joke.
Well,
it was a good one.
Remember the name.
I can't even remember. Yeah, I've never been on NeoGAF.
Man, Perry's got to go get some Freddy's in him. He can't think straight.
I can't. But anyway,
mystery history.
Fun. Yeah. And on that note,
see you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Five minutes till Perry's dinner time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
Guys, can we keep the show under 30 this week?